All Mixed Up, written and read by Jason Om.
The sound was alien, repetitive, guttural. It was coming from Mum's bedroom. I was on the couch watching the Wimbledon Championships on late-night television. Mummy? No answer, only the strange noise. It drowned out the polite clapping and the soft pock-pock of the tennis balls. Normally, Mum kept me company at night because I was easily spooked. "Stay with me, Mummy," I would beg her, tugging on her arm like a bell ringer. "Why, are you afraid of the boogeyman?" she would tease. Of course I was. There were shadows moving under the trees along our dimly lit street. Our dog's wild barking at noises only canines could hear made me jump out of my skin. Mum was usually my protector on the lonely nights when Dad was working in the city or out with friends. Snuggling up to her warm body was a comfort, but on this night she'd gone to bed early. The noise from her bedroom continued. It sounded as if a wild animal were attacking her. I called out a second time. Still, no answer. Forcing my legs into action, I crossed the polished floorboards and ran down the darkened hallway. Mum's door was open, as usual, but the room was pitch black. My fingers searched for the light switch. The brightness revealed Mum flailing about in the double bed, the covers shrink-wrapped around her body. She was reaching out as though trying to grab me. Beside her on the bed, looking alarmed, was Spike, our little dog. "Mummy, what's wrong?" I cried, falling to her side. Mum was fighting for air. All I could do was hold her hands. "What's wrong?" I pleaded. "What's wrong?" She was fading fast. Eventually, the sound from deep inside her throat stopped, and the room fell silent. Mum became a statue. The colour drained from her face, her eyes shut and her body sank into the sheets. Spike shrank away in fear. I panicked. I ran to Dad's study and stood in front of our rotary phone, paralysed. If I called the ambulance, my worst fears would be realised. My world would be ending. Perhaps things were okay. Perhaps Mum would wake up again. Nan Ruby, Mum's mother, lived a short drive away. I spun the dial on the phone. "Hello?" she answered in her slow, suspicious way. An unexpected call late at night might be from unwelcome market researchers. "Nanny," I panted through the receiver, "Mum's not breathing." "What? Your mother is bleeding?" "Breathing," I screamed through tears, emphasising the R and the Th. "She's not breathing." Why couldn't Nan understand? Was she pretending to be deaf? "Oh," she said, "breathing." Time was running out. Minutes had passed. Nan was no use. I hung up and called 000, hooking one finger at a time on the dial. I dialed twice, terrified the first two zeros had failed to go through. I needed to do it perfectly.